right, everybody worldwide, you're now tuned into Tommy and
Grace.
Well, why don't we ever switch it and say, like, now we tune into Grace and Tommy?
It just don't sound right.
It don't sound right. No. Tommy and Grace. No. Cool. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. First week we had the fight. Second week we had, what was last week? I don't recall.
Being silly.
Oh, being silly. Yes, that you do quite well. And this week is,
you could bite it.
Doing it together.
Doing it together. Doing what together?
Doing it together.
What's it?
You tell me. It could be so many different things. It can be good things or it could be bad things. But in this case, it's going to be good things.
Good thing.
Nice. And the doing it together is basically supporting each other's dreams. I'll let you begin because it seems as if you have a lot more to say about this than I do. I get kind of emotional on this topic myself.
Really? Well, your passion and your dream has always been music. And music has also been an outlet from work. So when you told me this is what you wanted to do, I wanted to support you 100%.
And for people who don't know, explain to them where the concept of Danger Vision came from. Your story, like, how do we really get into the TV and all that other stuff?
So we were trying to find ways to put your video out there, to get you out there, for people to see your face, to get known. And we had actually read an article online about a group who wanted to do kind of the same thing and started a show on MNN. And
on Public Access.
Public Access, yeah. And so that's where the idea came from, and we went and we did it. And
not we, that was you. That was you. And how we failed when we tried to copy and be like a reality show. And
it was just too much work doing a reality.
Have the camera like follow us around and do all that. And it flopped. But then we tried a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
Until it started getting traction. And then before you knew it, like on the weekend, we would have three interviews lined up back to back.
Yeah, because the focus was not just on you and your music, but a bunch of people who were trying to make a name for themselves, who were trying to come out, producers and, you know, different artists, models, you know, vixens, and we gave them that platform.
Film directors, personal trainers, authors, financial advice.
Yeah.
But what made you feel confident enough in supporting that wacky idea? Because when I did it, like, you're only telling half the story. Like, I literally walked away from the gig, right?
Yes.
To nothing, to zero.
Yes.
And said, this is what I'm going to do.
Right.
And failed. Right?
Failed, but you have to try it.
Failed in a sense of, here I am, a grown man with a family to support. And I said, you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. And I had to bump my head until the point where I had to get a part-time job to start over again and get back into the workforce. But then I never stopped. But what made you have that confidence in me and to go through that struggle? Because we struggled for a minute.
I don't know. It's just one of them things where you don't want to be sitting on the porch, 90 years old, saying, you know what? I wonder what would have happened if I would have followed my dream.
So that's what made you believe in me? That's what
I'm
asking.
Well, I believed in your passion for it. You had so much passion.
I still have passion.
You still have the passion. And you know what? It just didn't work with that concept that we were trying to go with.
Right.
But
well, wait. Perspective, right? It didn't work. It depends on whose eyes. In my eyes, I was, you know, on the block. I was known. You know, we went to certain events and it was like, oh yeah, you're that guy from. So to me, I mean, I'm good. When the video hit BET, you know.
No, I thought you were talking about like the whole Danger Vision when we first saw that the Danger Vision. You're just talking about the whole thing with the music and Danger Vision. Collectively.
Right.
Oh, no. Yeah, we were out there.
Yeah.
People know.
Yeah. They know. But the point is the importance of having someone who supports you in your dreams. And you've had various things that you wanted to do. And the same thing. I gave you 110%. Mm-hmm. So, and you took it as far as what you wanted to do with it. So you was like, nah, I don't really want to do this anymore.
And you know, I did the home daycare, and you definitely supported me in that. You know, but after the twins, my focus was on, you know, their education and helping them. So it kind of shifted.
But lastly, when we talk about doing it together, it's like we always have a common goal of family. Like, yes. If I'm good, you're good, we're good, the family's good.
Right.
And I think that's one thing that we always share, and that's something that will not change. You know,
right.
It's always about the family.
It is.
Yeah. And thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. Like, subscribe, share, do all that good stuff. And until next week. Blot out.